Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. And today, we got the Elements Avatar Last Airbender collaboration officially in the game.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So let's go ahead and get into the details of this. Use techniques from Avatar The Last Airbender in Fortnite's BR's Elements. Equally impressive as Olympian powers is mastery over water, earth, fire, and air. Elements starts now with the Battle Royale version 29.20 April 12th hotfix, bringing new bending techniques from the world of Avatar The Last Airbender to Fortnite. Elements runs until May 3rd, 2024 at 2 a.m. Eastern. Unleashing these bending abilities will help you complete Elements quests. Complete these quests to unlock cosmetic and level up rewards in the Elements Pass. The Elements Pass has a free reward track and premium reward track upgrade. With the free reward track, unlock Avatar The Last Airbender rewards like the Dramion Guitar, Sokka's Space Sword Pickaxe. The premium reward track is an extra layer of rewards you can unlock at the same rate as the free reward track. Upon purchasing this upgrade, you'll automatically unlock the Aang outfit. Unearth the info on elements below. Master all four physical elements. You've mastered the art of water, but do you have what it takes to wield the might of earth, fire, and air? Put your skills to the test as three more elements join water on the island. Add one of these techniques to your inventory to learn powerful abilities. We've already talked about these in a previous episode, but now they're all of them are actually in the game, so let's go again. Waterbending, we've already had. Give your opponents the cold shoulder by hurling sharp, icy projectiles. Also, with this technique in the inventory, your health will steadily restore up to 100 while you're in the water. Now, for earthbending, firebending, and airbending, have been adding in and earthbending summon chunks of earth to hurl at foes or use them to create defensive barriers. Firebending, produce flames to launch arcs of fire towards foes or slam down from above in a fiery explosion. Airbending, harness the air around you to enhance your mobility. Use the air wheel to traverse great distances or air jump to launch yourself and nearby players into the air. Water, earth, fire, and air shrines have appeared across the island. Head inside one and open its bending scroll container to wield the shrine's associated bending technique. You can also pick up each technique from the ground or chests. To accommodate new bending techniques, Olympian powers have been vaulted until the end of Elements. Okay, so again, they have these these shrines, right? That you can go to. Shrines. Yeah, so you can go to these shrines and you'll automatically, just like we have the mythic chests that are always in the same place, these shrines are always in the same place. You can, and you'll land at it and you'll automatically, you know, once you interact with it, you'll open up and get the you know, whichever elemental power that you're getting. So it's nice that they're always there, but you can get them from, you know, the ground or chest as well, so you don't have to go there. Quest to be in your elements. Visiting all the shrines, wielding different elements, collecting cabbages. Then as you go about your bending adventures, you'll also be completing elements quests at the same time. Completing elements quests builds up your chi. As you build up your chi, you'll unlock more and more in-game rewards from Elements Pass. Keep track of your chi and remaining rewards in the Elements tab in the lobby. The Elements Pass has a free reward track and a premium reward track upgrade available for 1,000 V-Bucks. The free reward track contains 11 unlockable rewards, including My Cabbages emote and 4 element banner back bling. Each reach the end of this reward track by this reward track and you'll unlock a special item forged from a meteorite, the Soka Space Sword Pickaxe. Upgrading to the premium reward track allows you to earn 11 more rewards without having to complete any additional quests. Just by purchasing this upgrade, you'll automatically unlock the Aang outfit. Like to drop into LEGO Fortnite or LEGO Islands, Aang includes a LEGO style for you to play as. The premium reward track adds unlockable rewards such as the Air Nomad Staff Pickaxe, Momo Messenger Backbling, and the Elemental Cycle Spray. The final reward of the premium track is empowered by all four physical elements, the Avatar State Aang outfit. Just like regular Aang, this outfit has a Fortnite style and a LEGO style. Chapters of Chakra. The elements quests are divided into 6 phases based on a different chakra. These phases will go live sequentially and be available until May 3rd at 2 a.m. Eastern. So we'll start out with the water, then earth, fire, air, and then light. And we'll go over them when they go out anyway, so I'm not going to read all the dates that they come out. To unblock each chakra, you'll need to complete at least 4 quests from that phase. Unblock all 6 to unlock the Appa Glider. Toph, Zuko, and Katara in the shop. We've already known that because they've been in the shop for a little while now. Tournament notes: earthbending, firebending, and airbending are not included in tournaments. The Olympian powers remain in tournaments. So there you go. There is our new elemental update. We're already going a while, so we don't even know to worry about what people are playing tonight. Let's just head on over and take a look at this Elements Pass, okay? The free reward track, again, looks like you're going to get like 4 level ups in there. There's a spray, a banner, a loading screen. You're going to get, the Dramian guitar. That looks pretty cool. The My Cabbages emote. And he's just like lovingly caressing some cabbages in the cart. Okay. You got the Laughing Toph emote. Soka Space Sword Pickaxe. A Baffled Aang emote. Now I'm on the premium tier. So the premium tier, you get the Baffled Bang emote, the banner icon of Aang, Aang's air sphere, come on, emote. Okay. You get the Momo Messenger back bling. That's fun. You get the Avatar Aang's spray, the Air Nomad Staff Pickaxe. I like that. And then, again, you'll unlock the Avatar State Aang. Right on. Okay? Again, the premium tier is 1,000 extra V-Bucks. But you can get everything. You know, there's the free tier right now just for doing the quests. And about those quests, we got the Elements quests. You need to visit an elemental shrine. They mark where they all are for you. You just got to visit one. Deal damage to opponents with water bending, 1,000. Land on water from the bus. You gotta do that twice. Receive passive healing with water bending by entering water. Again, very self-explanatory. Just be in the water, and when you need to heal, well, you have the water bending item, and it'll heal you. Destroy a cabbage cart. And restore shields. 500 in total. So again, these are all very straightforward and self-explanatory, and they even tell you where to go for the shrine, so you don't have to figure it out on your own. There is bonus rewards or bonus points you can earn for just playing in creator modes, And yeah, that's your elements quest for the Water Chakra stage. Of course, if it's still available, Reboot Rally, the story quest, the weekly for us, damage players with the Harbinger SMG, 300 again, Team Rumble, super easy to do that. Outlast players while holding aspects of the gods. Again, I guess that's one they didn't think about, right? Because you can't hold the aspect of the gods right now if they took all of those things out while we have the airbending stuff in. So I wonder how they're going to take care of that. Interesting. Well, I wonder if they'll just count it, you know, if you have something of the elements stuff. But we'll see what they decide to do with that. But that is your quest. Let's go ahead and look at the item shop and see what's in the item shop today. All right, and in the item shop today, you got the Elements Pass, of course, featured there, but we got the Lego stuff, the cars, Lady Gaga, the jam tracks, the gear for festival. We got a big section here. What are they calling the section? The original spotlight? Okay. Well, we got the Ava outfit for 1,500. That's got the Ready Up emote and Tar's Heart back bling. The Surf Rider outfit with Shortwave back bling is 1,200. The Order outfit with the Ordered Wingspan back bling is 1,200. Dark Triceratops outfit with Dark Hatchling back bling for 1,200. Bite Mark outfit for 1,200. Pterodactyl Glider for 1,200. The Odyssey outfit is here for 1,500. Blades of Ages pickaxe for 800. Doggo outfit with a Chow Down back bling for 1,500. Sandstorm outfit for 1,200. Kyra outfit with Impact Ring back bling for 1,200. The Snow Patroller outfit for 1,200. Arctica outfit with Modern Summit back bling for 1,200. Chill Count outfit for 800. Scrap Knight Jewels outfit with Ohm's Mantle back bling for 1,200. Pink Axe pickaxe for 500. Wing Spanner pickaxe for 800. The Swamp Stomper outfit with Swampy Sack back bling for 1,200. Scarlet Defender outfit for 800. The Sagan outfit for 800. Tangerine Terror pickaxe for 500. Trendsetter back bling for 200. Swamp Slicer pickaxe for 800. The Phew emote for 200. And we got the Gleam Team items. We got the Nightlife items. We got the, you know, the music section here. I'm not going to go over every single one. We got Toshiro still here. The Lantern Fest. Fortnite Flow. The Avatar Last Airbender stuff. And the Coachella items still here as well. That looks like everything today. You can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, M-M-M-I-K-I-E, in the item shop, and some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. And for our item of the day today, they sure did put a lot of stuff in the item shop today, so it's hard for me to choose one, because they put so much in here, and there's quite a few good ones. I will go with the, because I haven't seen this one in a while and I've always really liked it, the Scrap Knight Jewels outfit that comes with that Ohm's Mantle back bling. I'm always a fan of the Jewels character, so there you go. That's your item of the day. And that is going to be the episode for today. Hope you're enjoying that new update and having all the elemental powers and, you know, leveling up your new mini pass, whether you're getting the free version or the paid version. And then, yeah, make sure you go join that daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts. Leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout-out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.